thing, that your body's needs are different because your metabolism is improving. So in the beginning, I found, you know, I was eating very low carb at night because Lumen starts you off with that recommendation. But I reached a point where I started waking up with much higher numbers without having changed anything. And I thought, surely I could fast for 8 hours because I have to go to sleep. Why are my numbers higher? And I couldn't eat later in the day because you need to stop eating within 2 to 3 hours of bedtime. So what's going on? And one day by accident, I had a lot of carbs left and I thought, I'm not going to skip them. I'm going to eat them. And I woke up in fat burn again. And I thought, aha, my body actually now likes more carbs at dinner. And now, you know, I know I can eat up to 40 carbs at dinner, 40 grams of carbs at dinner and still wake to a one. But if I have a day where I'm not very active and I didn't get that much walking in, if I eat that many carbs at dinner, I'm going to struggle to get a one the next day because I didn't burn through that dinner. So Lumen gives you a chance to really understand and fine tune. And that didn't exist before. I mean, I just love this.
It's so exciting and it's so,
so exciting. So
I really hear an echo of myself. It's exciting because it's, like you say, it's something that we couldn't see before and it's so personal to us. And I think where a lot of people get stuck is, you know, you have to walk 10,000 steps and stop eating 5 hours before bed and you have to eat 300 grams of protein and you have, like, I'm exaggerating, but these rules are so standardized and we feel like we have to do them all when in reality, some of them might work for you and some of them not. Coffee fasted before a workout was a big one for a while. Like you said, for you, that doesn't work. For me, I cannot drink coffee on an empty stomach ever. It makes me feel bad. It makes my Lumen levels go up. I feel so stressed. I need to have some fat, some protein, and some carbs before I have a coffee. So and this is also something I learned with Lumen. I was working out fasted, feeling horrible for the whole day, and I couldn't figure out why. And it was the black coffee in the morning, which they say is good for you, but it wasn't good for me. So I think this
exactly. We're all different. What, you know, a lot of times people ask me, because right now I'm flex score 21 for 3 weeks now. 21.
Highest you can get.
Yeah. And I wake to a one every single morning. I have for 10, 11 weeks now. I get a one every single morning. And so people look at that and they go, oh, okay, tell me what you eat.
How'd you do it?
All day. What specifically are you eating and what's the timing of what you want to eat? Because they think that is going to replicate those results in them. And it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
It took me time to finally figure out what my body wanted and then fine tune it to the point, okay, now I know what my sweet spot is. And like I said, if I have a day where I'm not particularly active, I might need to make some changes. Otherwise, my number the next day is going to be different. But, you know, I've been using Lumen about 18 months. So I guess I use it very effectively now to figure out what do I need to do. One night I did my bedtime breath and I was at a 2 and I thought, uh-oh, that's kind of low before bed. Because I might shift to fat burn much sooner and then wake up in carb burn the next morning. So, you know, that was a rarity for me. Usually I'm at least a high 3 or a low 4 before bed. And then I wake up to a 1. So, yeah.
Or maybe this is part of your personality, but how did you get into the groove of experimenting with Lumen and really being open to learning and seeing patterns? Because I think we see two things. We see people that feel like they don't have the time to experiment and listen to their body and they feel like it's too much of an undertaking. And also some people that are just not interested. They're like, I just want to know what to do and I'll do it and then I want to see results. But what's your advice to those people in both those camps? And also, how did you get to a place where you were excited? You're actually excited about this, like what you find and what you get and your Lumen levels and to see how they shift. So how did you get to that place? Was it also gradual, or have you always been data oriented? How did that look?
It's kind of both. I mean, I used to be a journalist, and you know, so I love data. I love information. I love investigation. So probably to a certain extent, it is my personality. But when it comes to dieting, when it comes to my weight, I struggle the same as everybody else. And I get discouraged the same as everybody else, at least before Lumen. And shifting the focus on this is not a short-term thing. This is about improving my health. And that little piece of advice that I got from the beginning, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Start somewhere and gradually make more and more changes. And instead of getting frustrated, you know, when something isn't working, okay, this isn't working, you can reach out in the community and say, anybody have any clues what's going on here? Why am I stuck? I always tell people, hey, you want help working your puzzle? I love to do that. So I'm happy to help people figure it out until they get to the point where they go, oh, now it's beginning to make sense. I'm not sure that I know everything there is to know, but I know now how to use the device to figure things out. So, you know, when something's not working or something has shifted, having the data and being able to go on your wheel and go, okay, I woke with a one today, but up until that point, I was waking up with 3, 4. What did I do yesterday that was the change? And you can go back and you can look and you can kind of see, okay, let's experiment. Let's see if I replicate that, if I do the same thing, if I get a one again. And it's kind of like a game or a chase. Okay, how can I do this again? How can I get better? How can I improve? What's the motivator in doing that? Maybe just because I feel better and I want more of that. I have more energy and I want more of that. I can lift more weights and I want to keep doing that. So where else can I go? Focusing on how you're feeling can make you excited about how do I get more of that? And I think you also have to kind of shut out some of the noise you get from the so-called experts out there who say they know what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Because they don't. They're going to give you the same advice they give absolutely everybody else. And I had hit a plateau a while back, and even as much as I know how to use Lumen, couldn't figure out why am I at this plateau? What is it that I'm doing that's not working? And I went and saw my doctor, and he said, well, show me what you're eating. And I showed him just got one day's menu breakfast where I had a savory oatmeal with egg and walnuts and some vegetables in it. And he said, well, that's your problem right there. You're eating carbs. Cut out the carbs. And I just thought, okay, I'm not asking you any more questions because you obviously don't know, especially the metabolism of postmenopausal female to tell her she doesn't need carbs. It's just couldn't be further from the truth. So,
yeah.
You know, and I, because of that, finally took advantage of the nutritionist that worked with Lumen. And I was kind of like, Joe, why didn't you do that before? Nobody understands this journey better than somebody who works with Lumen to tell you this is what you're doing wrong. And, I was paired with Lily, who's awesome. I love her.
Shout out, Lily.
And she looked at all of my data and she immediately saw where the problem areas were, and they were minor. But she didn't make me feel bad, like, oh, well, you should have gotten this or you're doing everything wrong. Instead, she was so encouraging and motivating and inspiring. And she was just like, let's just try these tiny things. And I'm right here with you every step of the way. And she made me believe again, yeah, Joe, you can do this. And I made the little suggestions like the coffee and then working out fasted. That was not my friend. And I made those little changes and everything started coming off again. Nobody really understands metabolism the way Lumen does. And you know, I have several friends now that have bought Lumen and are using it and seeing great success. I'll keep telling people, you have to do this. And not because about weight. Forget weight.
Yeah.
Rebuild your metabolism because you're going to feel so much better and you're going to live longer. And, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm in better health now than I have been in, I don't know, 40 years maybe.
Wow.
I don't take any prescription medication for anything. I'm able, even with my physical limitations, as I said, they're like non-existent. I can do anything I put my mind to. I love how I eat. This is a lifestyle change. I don't feel like I'm dieting. In fact, I feel really lucky that I get to eat all these carbs that I do. You know, I used to avoid fruit and avoid even any kind of grain. Forget that. But I eat fruit every single day. I'm not just stuck to green leafy vegetables and how boring, you know, bland
chicken
and green vegetables can
exactly.
eat good things. I love how Lily, the nutritionist, said to me, eat the rainbow. And I was like, well, yeah, go to the store and buy something in every single color, fruits and vegetables. And that's exciting. And how healthy is that?
It's so exciting. And it can be fun. Like, as someone, I love to cook. To try new vegetables, try new things, to make new combos of food. It can be really fun and exciting. So this leads me to my next question, which is how your family has taken to your lifestyle changes. Your kids are out of the house, I think, right? You have 9 grandkids. So
yes.
Your kids are grown up. But still, your husband and your kids and your grandkids, when you see them weekly, how are they seeing you change? And how is it for them to see these changes that you've made and see you have this energy? And also from a more practical level of like, how is it for them that maybe the foods are different or, you know, there's different routines. Maybe you guys are doing more active things together. How is your family adapted?
My daughter, the one who we babysit our youngest grandchildren, my daughter is so proud of me. Even, you know, when I was stuck with my weight, she just, Mom, you're doing so great. It feels good to have my daughter proud of me. And she's always been very active. She does yoga. She's always exercised. She's never had to struggle with her weight. And I'm very glad that she didn't have to go through what I did. She developed healthy habits a long time ago. So she's really cheering me on. My husband's proud of me, but he's always proud of me. But he says, because of me, he's eating right and he's eating better. And, you know, he's happy about that. You know, people come up to me all the time and they said, you know, oh my gosh, what are you doing? You look so great. We went this weekend to a water park and here's a departure for you. I hadn't worn a bathing suit in over 30 years. And I was walking around this water park in my bathing suit. And for once, I didn't feel self-conscious at all about walking around in a bathing suit. My son-in-law actually said, you look good. And I was like, I never would have heard that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. My family's really proud of me. You know, friends are asking, what are you doing? And my daughter-in-law has been asking me, help me, because she doesn't understand metabolism at all. But one of the big motivators for me is being able to help other people because I want them to quit struggling the way I did for so long and quit being discouraged. I want them to feel better. And I don't want people to suffer the way I did for so long when this can be so liberating. Yeah.
Amazing. And you are a very big help in our community. You're always helping new people and people that are stuck. And it's so exciting for us also at Lumen to see how we have helped to change your lives. And now it's your turn to help us to help other people. And it's so, for us, it's super exciting. And like you say, it feels so good because you want people to understand it. You want them to be educated and have this kind of missing link to their health.
Yeah. There's a lady who a week or so ago had commented in the group that she had given up. And so I commented to what she said, giving up. And I said, oh, no, I hate that. You know, can I help you? If you're struggling to understand this, let me help you. And I allowed her to private message me, and she did. And it began to make sense to her just through these conversations of how can she make this work? And so she's giving it another go. I don't want to see people give up when really they're closer than they think to changing their life. And I think the biggest stumbling block I see is that people think there's an endpoint to this, or they're so used to these quick weight loss diet programs that when they don't see a 5-pound, 10-pound weight loss in their first week, which, by the way, is not bad. But they automatically think this isn't working.
Yeah.
If I lose 0.5 pound in a week, I'm happy about that because I spent at least 6 years before Lumen not being able to get that scale to budge an ounce. So anything going down, that's great. I saw somebody said they lost only 1.5 pounds a week in their first month. And I'm like, yes, that's awesome. You don't want to lose faster than that. That's perfect. Keep going. Because you lose too fast, you're damaging your metabolism. You're not fixing it. You know, here's a test. You reach high flexibility. What does that mean? We went away, you know, the last couple of days to this water park, as I said, and I was not in control of my food at all. The food that is available is a hamburger stand, a pizza place. You know, it's not the kind of stuff I normally would eat. So you have to make the smartest choices you can based on the food that is available. And I still woke up to 1 every morning. So my body was like, okay, I can handle this. Now, long term, I don't want to do that. But short term, my body was like, I'm cool. I can manage this. Which means if one night I want to have ice cream, I can do that. It's not going to wreck all this hard work. So even that is just one further step in how liberating this is. That you heal your metabolism, you can enjoy life again. And I want everybody to get there. You know, we should change. I mean, I want to sing the doctor's praises all the time. This is one of the most generous, loving things they could do for other people is to create a device that improves people's health in so many ways, in more energy, better sleep, longevity, to put something like that in the hands of people and try to help them live a better life. It's one of the most generous things anybody could ever do. And that's why I want to help other people too. It's so amazing.
And I think this is exactly why we want to have these conversations with you guys. If you are someone who, I don't want to say you're on the other side, because as we said, it's not a destination, but you're someone who is been through the journey, you're someone who's had the experience, and you're able to talk about it honestly and say, yeah, you're not going to lose as fast as you want. You're not going to, you know, be able to do it all tomorrow, but you will get there. And like you said, you can do it. And I think to hear that from someone who has done it is so powerful. And so I just want to say thank you. And for anyone who's listening, this is your what you need. Like, we're here for you. We want you to make it. We want you to feel your best.
I very much get that from everybody at Lumen. You really care that people succeed. And especially in talking with the nutrition team, they really, really are in it with you. You're not doing this by yourself. And there's several of us, the ambassadors and group experts in the community that are right there to partner with people who are struggling, because it's so worth it to finally feel better and be able to do more. And if I can encourage anybody to say, you don't have to get it overnight. You can read a lot of posts in the community, in the group, from people who are really drilling down on all that data. And it can seem overwhelming for somebody who's just starting out. I only did the morning breath in the beginning. And that, you know, told me a lot right there. So you can start out simple. This isn't a short-term thing. This is the rest of your life. You've got all the time in the world to figure it out and improve. The only way you fail is if you quit.
And I think I like that. The only way you fail is if you quit. And like we've talked about a few times, and actually throughout all the episodes, it's been a big theme is one step at a time, one foot in front of the other. You don't have to be perfect. And I think, I don't know where this comes from in society, but it's like, I ate ice cream tonight with my kids, so it's over. I'm done. I messed it up. I don't need to try anymore. When it's like, you ate ice cream tonight with your kids, great. Take a measurement, see how it affected you, move on tomorrow from scratch. You don't like it, pick up and keep going. And I think that's why, you know, because at Lumen, one of our co-founders, Marav, one of her, you know, she's super fit, she's super healthy. And she's like, I eat ice cream every Tuesday with my kids because that's life and that's what we want to do. And it's fun for us. But because, you know, I don't let it get me off track, I don't stress about it, I just do it. And then the next day, you know, I feel great. And I think that this is, you know, it doesn't have to be ice cream, but this is like one of the things I'm so passionate about is like, it's okay to have treats along the way, or it's okay to have, you know, days that aren't perfect. But as long as you're trying again tomorrow or even an hour later, that's what's important. That's the
people. You have a bad day, you're stressed out, you eat something you shouldn't, and you think, oh, well, I blew it. So I'm just going to eat this way all weekend and I'll start again on Monday. And you have to understand that one day, one mistake, one ice cream is not going to ruin your entire week. But if you kind of let it be the momentum that takes you off the wagon for days at a time or weeks at a time, well, I'll restart on Monday, you aren't going to make progress. So, but if you restrict yourself too much, that's more likely to happen. If you say, I can't ever have, and then you go get that ice cream, you're thinking, oh no, I messed up, I blew it, and you feel defeated. To know that you can occasionally have a treat and it doesn't mess you up removes that guilt. And then you can say, okay, you know, I can do this, I can enjoy life. What I have noticed though, is I don't want all that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
It's just for me, not really, you know, go to my grandson's birthday party and I didn't even have a lick of the cake. It just didn't appeal to me at all. Doesn't mean I don't occasionally want an ice cream because I like ice cream, but most of the time it's just, I don't want it. I'm happy to eat the way I eat.
So much better feeling to not want it than not being able to have it. It feels so much better to say, oh, actually, no, thanks. I don't feel like that right now. Then, oh, no, I can't. It's such a different feeling in your body and in your mind. And I think for me, that's like one of the biggest is like, actually, no, I don't want that right now. And that's amazing. That
feeling. Well, when you've stayed away from sugar for such a long time and then you eat some, it doesn't make you feel good. And so after a while, you're just like, why would I want that? Because I know I'm going to feel awful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I only drink coffee in the morning and then I have water the rest of the day. I don't drink sodas. I don't drink energy drinks. I don't do any of that stuff. And I used to be such a diet soda person. In fact, I used to only drink that and not water. And one day, you know, I saw this diet soda that I was, and I thought, yeah, I actually kind of want that. And I bought one and I took one or two sips and I thought, oh no, I don't want that. That's awful. How could I just drink that all the time? But when I understood better how the artificial sweeteners affect my body, there's no way I want to put that in my body now. It's just why, no. And that doesn't mean people can't have that. But I think over time, you learn to make smarter choices for your long-term health and what you find appealing changes.
I have one of my final questions I like to ask is, if you could go back to a previous version of Joe anytime in your life, what would you tell her now, knowing what you know and where you are?
You know, I say all the time, I wish Lumen had existed a long time ago, because it would have saved me a lifetime of feeling like a failure. And I just never really understood why my body didn't respond the way other people's did. I told my husband before I bought Lumen, I bet you could put me on a desert island with absolutely no food and somebody could come back 6 months later and I would still look exactly the same because nothing worked. So I would tell the younger me, you need to get a time machine and go get Lumen. Phrases, the no fat, low fat, no carb, prepackaged meals, milkshake diets, everything I've ever done was hurting me, not helping me. And I feel so sorry for the younger me. Like I said, I feel probably better than I can ever remember in so many different ways. You know, so I don't try to focus on all of that anymore. It's like, look what I'm capable of now and going to continue to be able to do, hopefully, well into my 90s because I made this decision now. So I always tell people, don't worry about that younger you. Your 90-year-old self is going, thank you, Joe.
Thank you. That's such a nice perspective. Instead of looking back, looking forward to your healthy 90-year-old self who's still going to be working out and eating her oatmeal for breakfast. And
that's right.
Amazing.
Eating those carbs.
Yes.
Well, I tell my trainer all the time, I have this goal. I want to be a 90-year-old woman in there lifting heavy and amazing everybody. Even though right now I'm certainly the oldest woman in the gym.
Yes.
I'll be even more impressive when I'm 90 and I'm still doing that.
And hopefully, I was just going to say, and hopefully when you're 90, the world has Lumen and there's a bunch of 63-year-olds in the gym.
I sure hope so. I look around and I see so many people struggling.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, you know, the obesity rate, certainly here in the United States, is 45%. And the rate of diabetes, even among children, is frighteningly high. It is all due to this poor diet that people are used to and the broken metabolism. And to see young children who are already fighting obesity when there is a better way, and that we can be healthy. I see women, even a little bit younger than me, that struggle physically, and they have the telltale signs in their skin and in their hair. And I can look at them and I say, I know they're not eating enough protein. I know they're not eating enough food, and they don't know how good it can be. And I'll say, you know, my joints used to hurt all the time. I couldn't squat to save my life. I couldn't go up steps without it hurting. You know, I just wanted to sit all day. And I don't hurt anywhere anymore. I want everybody to reach that point. We can do so much better. And we owe this to ourselves to be in the best health possible. And without Lumen, I don't see how people can do it. I really don't.
Amazing. Great advice, Joe. It was so awesome to talk to you. And I feel like there are so many beautiful takeaways from this episode and from our conversation, but mostly just that we both want people to be healthier and feel better, and for everyone to be 90, for everyone to get old.
That's amazing. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you for joining us on this enlightening episode with Joe. Her story is a testament to the impact of making informed, personalized health choices. As Joe continues to inspire those around her, we hope her journey encourages you to take a step forward in your own health goals. Remember, it's never too late to start, and every small change can lead to a significant transformation. Stay tuned for more inspiring stories and insights in our upcoming episodes.